time to go viral. I'm homicidal, I'm killing all my rivals. I'm the man, should I put that on the Bible? I Spotify my target, cause you know I got the title. Hey, I'm a Mac too. I told baby shake that ass like she Apple. She said it's real, so she got my name tattooed. House full, so I hit it in the back room. Baby said she need it now, peep the urgency. I want a little Kim before she had the surgery. Leg spread on that hardcore poster. She love twerking, she just do it for the coach. Big dog, bull master. Six tray Chevrolet, I'm classic. All these niggas mad at me, that's tragic. Your main bitch in the bed, that's graphic. Yeah, we about to go viral. Hey, we about to go
viral. Hey, before we get into anything, let me just say to all the people on social media, I see this all over social media. Do not be one of them people who post a bunch of motivational quotes, motivational posts, and as soon as you put the phone down, you go right back to being a loser. You go right back to being a bum. You go right back to doing nothing. Actually go out and be a motivational person. Actually go out and do motivational things. Actually go out and live a motivational life so the quotes can hit harder. We can see the quotes, then we can see you doing what's in the quotes. So shout out to everybody on social media. But yeah, man, become a real motivational person. Just posting motivational quotes ain't enough. But what's up with y'all today, man? Shout out Viral Gang, man. If you're not an official member of the Viral Gang, go ahead, hit that subscribe button. Go ahead and tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. If this is your first episode, let me introduce myself. It's your host that do the most, Mr. Viral himself, a.k.a. the villain. Because they hate me for my opinion, and I got the squad in the building. We ain't been here in about a week or so, man. Next episode at, man? Y'all tweaking, man. We got Messiah the Great. He here to lead the way. And we got Cali the One, not the Two in the building. And that's Callie. Because the fans keep calling you Cali. They're like, man, tell Bo just change his name to Cali, because we not calling him Cali.
It's well, over with. Niggas already got it in their heads. That's what it is. It's Cali, though. Like, Cali.
They say Cali hit harder, though.
Cali. I mean, I've been getting my name called wrong my whole life, to be honest.
So that's your real government issue name?
My real government issue name is Cali.
See, I'm thinking you just came up with that low key.
Nah, that'd be crazy. Nah. My parents did something with that. I don't know what they was thinking.
Is it meaning behind that?
I don't think so. It was supposed to be Khalid, but then they just
Talib Kweli type.
They just threw their sauce on it, I guess. And that's
probably,
you probably
got to look into it. It might be.
I don't know. I was never told that though, but it could be.
Might got a deeper meaning.
Yeah.
Y'all been watching the news? Yeah. K-Dot is back in the news. Music been dry. K-Dot officially won Artist of the Year without dropping a project. This caused a little uproar because Future dropped 3 number one projects this year, which, I mean, they didn't do crazy numbers, but in the landscape of the streaming era, he went number one 3 times. I mean, they didn't really make no waves in the industry. Like, it didn't change the sound of music. It didn't. Like, I really don't hear nobody playing it. I'm not really playing it. Yeah. So I don't know what we do with the number one album title, but K-Dot went number one artist off a diss track. Like, let's just keep it real. We gonna keep it real, raw, and uncut. He got that off the diss track and the beef strictly. So, you know, the Drake fanatics is, oh yeah, he need to thank Drake. Drake low-key threw him the alley-oop. Not only did he get Artist of the Year, a lot of people are now starting to backtrack, supporting him, it seems like. Like, Future came out and said, well, shit, I didn't even know he was going to diss Drake on that. Like, wait a minute, bro.
Now, even if he didn't know he was going to diss him, it don't matter. Cud tried to basically retract, like, nobody else should have been mad really at that. But it's like, and then try to make it seem like he was talking about Cud. Like, you knew who the fuck he was talking about. Cud was not talking about you. Everybody knew who Cud was talking about from the last song that they made. And Kendrick came back. Shout out to Kendrick, Cud. Keep getting your success. The more they hate, the more Cud level up. That's the funny part. You know what I'm saying? And that song had the hardest impact. Not even that song. The feature he had with Like That. Them two songs was banging more than everything else that dropped. Yeah.
Like That might have been the hardest verse of the year.
That's crazy.
Like That might be verse of the year, bro.
Who gonna argue what they arguing about who had the hardest shit? Because you got projects, but if you got a project full of nothing, trash, what is it gonna compare with?
Hold on.
You line this one verse up against Cud shit, then what is people really mad about? It don't really matter. And then the number game is not the same, because we're not buying CDs no more. The streams and shit game is low-key bunk. Like, that shit be microwave music. It's not shit that's lasting. It's here today and gone tomorrow. That shit is not lasting. So I hate when they be talking about artists only sold 10,000 copies. Like, nobody's going to line up at Sam Goody in the warehouse and buying CDs no more. That game is over with.
Rest in peace, Sam Goody.
The type of impact you have with your music is what's counting. That's what people is looking at. It don't matter if you dropping a gang of projects. Like, ain't nobody talking about nobody music really like that.
I compare those future number ones to like the Lakers bubble championship.
Cause no, get it, watch out. I don't know how you hated on that.
It ain't really like he got the number ones, but I'm saying it's in this time and in this day and age in music, I'm not really looking at it like, damn, that's crazy. Because again, like you said, the numbers can be fixed. And when you go look at the work on those tapes, it's not greater and nothing is more impactful than Not Like Us or Euphoria. You get what I'm saying? Or even, what's the other one they had? The one they did together. That's the only one I really know off of his albums that went number one. So I feel like Kendrick deserves it more over him. Yeah, it's crazy because it's a one song over albums, him getting rapper of the year, but I think it comes down to impact.
It definitely comes down to,
It's not wild in the day, Kira.
Flag on the play.
But even like you said, it come to impact. Like I was saying before, it got to come from impact. But even then, are these people making classic albums? Shout out to Future. He makes good music.
Yeah, he makes great music.
How much of his music, I don't really know too many Future songs where it's just like they just hitting you at the core, like at your soul on some next level shit. Most of his shit is like drug party music. You know what I'm saying? You got to be turned up in a car or on the way to a party or something. Other than that, I'm not listening to nothing cuz say nothing deep.
He got some of it, but it's just not what he's all the way known for. You got to be a Future fan for real to really have that or know that about him. I think what he displays to everybody else is not really that.
No resolving artist that cements himself, all of them have impactful music to the point where it's timeless music. In my opinion.
To drop three projects and not one hit song like to take over the summer.
Like yeah. That was a hit.
No, I'm talking about Future. And Like That was a hit
because of Kendrick.
Because of the shock value of the Drake thing. It wouldn't have been that big without that verse on it. So right. I'm still crediting Like That to Kendrick.
It's like he took over the song.
Ain't nobody talking about Future verse on that motherfucker.
Nah,
so and for him to throw himself in the big three, like, come on, cuz, why you capping social media like that? You know damn well when nobody throwing you in that.
Nah, but Future got a
cult
following. That's why he probably feels the way he
feels. And
he's been on top of the game for a while now. But like you said, when it comes to lyricism and bars and all that shit, you're not the big three, cuz. Like, let's stop the cap.
I don't know. I feel like he was just going up there and maybe bullshitting on purpose. I have no idea, cuz there's no way you didn't know that the beef was, you know what I mean, who it was about. I just feel like all of that was him being sarcastic, low-key.
I'm telling you, this is what happened. Everybody thought, okay, Drake's out the way. We finna boom. And Drake got out the way. None of these niggas boomed. Kendrick went up, back in isolation, not even fucking with these niggas. So they're not even getting the K-Dot package. They're starting to think like, damn, Drake was throwing us hella alley-oops. Let me backtrack a little bit and try to get back on Drake's good side because I need that Drake stimulus. This shit ain't hitting like we thought it would.
And Drake is somebody who he brings eyes from all those other cultures. So when he's dormant, we don't have none of those eyes on us. You get what I'm saying? So he's collabing with people like Camila Cabello, which I don't fuck with her like that, but that's somebody from a whole nother spectrum of music. So he has those eyes on him. When he's not making music, rap loses those eyes, point blank. So it's like without Drake, even though he got washed, without him, the market is really dry because he was doing or carrying a big portion of the load to me. Pause.
Yeah, that's crazy work.
That's crazy right there.
Kendrick package, Kendrick fuck with who he fuck with. It been like that. I don't know why people are acting like it's going to be something different. So I don't really see why people got their expectations of people and how they supposed to move.
Man, they got their expectations,
I backed you
in the beef, nigga.
I didn't need no backing.
He was throwing all these alley-oops.
Did I ask anybody? Did I ask anybody to back me, nigga? No. I went at these niggas alone, nigga. You didn't jump on no tracks and diss nobody with me, nigga. Didn't nobody back me.
I tweeted, nigga. You niggas made hella tweets.
I don't
Kendrick,
give a fuck,
we stand with you, bro.
I was going to war with
the culture,
nigga. The same way he did the Control freestyle. He didn't ask nobody. Went at the whole industry. Didn't ask for no backing up.
Yeah.
Cut through shots at every single nigga and probably dissed every nigga that was trying to back her. So it don't matter. Like, at the end of the day, you know what you're getting from Kendrick. Kendrick can hold his own and he don't need no motherfucking help. But at the end of, even on top of that, with the rap shit, it's just like, you got to think. Drake makes songs hot. Drake, he's good. He not a ride. Beats, he do what he do. I don't see Drake as being like just everything when it comes to rap. Like, you got to think how many artists is not making noise as much as they was. You had niggas like Lil Baby, you know what I mean? Dirk Gone. You had a lot of different artists with Young Thug. You had certain niggas that was out at the time that these niggas making hits together with, from French Montana to Rick Ross to all these niggas was collabing with each other. This is why so much music was being fluent, and Drake just so happened to be on all these niggas' shit. So that's why he kept his buzz how he did, being smart doing that shit.
If Drake does not throw these guys, all these alley-oops year after year after year, a lot of these guys ain't as big as they are or are not getting to the level that they have gotten. And a lot of guys' egos started to get inflated thinking that, okay, now we could get bro out the way and I'm going to be the next Drake. Nigga, no, you're not.
You don't have that.
You don't have that crossover appeal. I'm saying, like, it is what it is. That's the difference between being like a mega artist and just an MC. Most just regular MCs is very seldomly you're going to have that crossover appeal unless you like a Jay-Z or you like an Eminem or you like a 50 Cent. But even that,
they got it. Even they got it to a certain
degree. But even that is kind of over with because there's no artist development. There's no big label rollout anymore. So if you're a new artist that's coming, you just got to put songs out and the label hope they stream or you shelved. When you were a new artist back then, they invested money in you. They invested promo in you. They sent you around the world. They made your whole coming out as an artist into a movie. So they molded you to be a superstar, almost on some industry plant shit. Now, it's like, I don't see that happening in this era. Like, that's done.
Yeah, let's be real, though. Like, it helped Drake just as much as it helped them. The only difference was Drake was able to outshine these niggas on these tracks. So that made it seem like he was carrying it afloat every fucking time. Because let's be 100. Drake is more of a singer than he is a fucking rapper. Because sing more than anything. Nigga, every last one of that nigga albums. Because don't have one album where he rapping through the whole album. Not one.
But so, that's cool, though, because that style, it hit. You could be on some hard shit, but you could play it with the females. I don't know. His style just hit. The whole singing thing.
I'm not knocking his style. I'm just saying, like, if he was doing more just rapping alone a lot on songs, he wouldn't be the Drake as he is. That's the whole point.
That's what made him a mega superstar.
I know, singing to the bitches. But y'all saying, like, rap is fucked over because he's not basically singing or rapping on certain tracks.
So who we got that's a rapper? Like, okay, he could rap.
The main niggas that been rapping, Wayne and them.
Them niggas gone. It's over for them niggas.
Them niggas ain't over. Wayne could drop some shit right now. The only
thing this generation had was Lil Durk, and he in the feds.
You had Durk, you had Von. You said who they had. I'm just saying, from Chief Keef to all these niggas.
Keef ain't making music.
I know, but you had niggas. I'm just saying.
I mean, right now.
From that generation. Drake is from generation before that. Drake been rapping since fucking 2008.
Yeah.
He way before the niggas.
I mean, we really don't have too many people right now. Let's keep it 100. Like, you got Future. Like I said, that's somebody you could say that's a big artist. But even that, those three number ones, like I said,
you still got Mozzie. You still got okay.
Mozzie ain't making noise.
You still
right
got
now.
42 Doug.
Shout out to Mozzie though.
How many rappers are really going making noise on mainstream?
There's only six a lot. Niggas that's really making noise mainstream. 6 to 10 niggas, that's it. And if one of them niggas is really circulating or the unifier of all them niggas, and he's not making any music.
Like, I still listen to Boosie. Cuz still drop shit. It's like, nowadays, think about it.
You
this
got
is what
Future,
I'm saying. Nowadays,
Thug,
nowadays you got to keep up with whatever artist you listen to know what they dropping. Other than that, everything else is getting pushed by the machines to the front. Other than that, because right now, we can even say niggas think Lil Baby fell off. And he's still dropping shit, but he's just not as focused as people like him to think. And shout out to Lil Baby. He just got that class in Harvard or something like that. People was ain't no good for that.
Boosie's a media personality now. We're
but
not
Boosie's
looking at
still dropping
We're
music.
Not looking at him as a rapper.
You're not.
No
I still look at him
no
as a rapper.
No one's looking at him like
I
a
am.
Rapper.
I
Who?
Am.
What, name the last Boosie. Name the last song he dropped.
What do you mean?
I don't have
to name his last song. I know from everything from Bupac to motherfucking Out My Feelings and In My Feelings.
You're naming old shit. I'm talking 2024. Name something that Boosie dropped that we like, damn, Boosie back.
You're not listening to Boosie. You don't even listen to Boosie, period.
I just listened to Boosie today in the gym. I was just listening to Cuz.
He was not. What you listen to?
Listen, what's the album? Hold on.
You know Kevin.
The one with the struggle on there. I've been going through some things. Yeah, I was listening to that album. Yeah. Literally today, because they was playing in the barbershop. I'm like, ooh, this
shit.
Yeah,
that's why you heard it, nigga. So niggas is still listening to Cub.
But this the thing.
That's my point. Yeah.
He's not gonna drop and be, oh shit, rap is back, Boosie drop.
Who's nobody?
We're waiting
is.
For Boosie to well, do like, an interview, yeah. And we're waiting for him to say some funny shit on Instagram, because his accent, and he's gonna say some crazy shit. But we're not looking at Boosie effectively as an artist right now. I don't know nobody who's looking at Boosie like a rapper outside of you, cuz.
Yeah, okay. I'm just saying that. But people still slapping Boosie. If you're a real
Boosie,
a real Boosie fan, you still fuck with him. That's my point. Who's being slapped right now? No artist.
Well,
mainstream music is bumped.
Yeah, but I'm saying that's what we're speaking about Drake. That's what right. You got Drake, Future, Doug, Kendrick.
Y'all saying Drake like he didn't drop 15 you songs got, and then niggas don't know not one.
Now, he dropped like 100 gigs on the hard.
That's even worse.
Niggas wasn't fucking with it like
none
that.
Of that shit is.
That's what I mean, though. He did that by himself. So what was stopping him to still ride his wave?
But I believe niggas is looking for Drake to drop and just be like, this shit trash.
What is the thing? This the thing is, if you the 100 gigs was dropped off of the whole shit. Like, it was dropped on Instagram. So I feel like he probably doesn't have the label backing right now to make it go as crazy as it could.
Nigga, that's Drake.
Drake don't need no label backing him. Drake don't need no label. He is the label,
bro. He got some hot shit. Niggas gonna fuck with it.
Okay.
Yeah, Drake is well beyond that label backing shit. Like, he's the label. This was crazy. If Drake come out, drop a 7 a.m. and bridal type of freestyle, just gas it for like 6 minutes.
Yeah.
Then drop another banger on some half singing half. Drake will be right back. He's letting the fans get in his head. And he's just spiraling. Like, every time you see him, he doing some more and more zesty gay shit. The nigga on stage dropping the mic, limp wrist. He rocking around with the twisties in his head, looking gay as hell.
He cut his hair. So I said that. I said, once he cut his hair, hopefully this
he back to Drake.
Yeah, like, hopefully that's you making the step in the right direction. I hope that's what
he
it
ain't
is.
Doing right and killing everything. Yeah.
He's definitely not. It's looking ugly.
But even we saying all this, but who's really in the mainstream rap right now? Nobody.
That's it. That's what I just all them niggas I just said, and none of them is really doing nothing. Like, Future was the only person who had a couple of number ones, but again, the only song we know out of all them number ones is Like That. That's it.
So Kendrick effectively deserves Artist of the Year.
He does. He definitely does, because when you look at who else you got, Travis Scott. I'm just naming niggas that's mainstream. Not saying I like them, so don't kill me, but these are the mainstream niggas that get the viewership from all other genres of music. You get what I'm saying? So outside of them, it's really nobody else. And none of them niggas is dropping nothing that's worth listening to right now.
Like I said, it was Dirk, and Dirk is gone, and we don't know when he coming back, if he ever come back. Hopefully, bro, make it back. But right now, that's a major chip at the game, because Dirk was the streets. That was the street aspect of the mainstream. Now the streets is gone.
Yeah, every
who the fuck is in the mainstream that big, repping the streets, being the voice of the streets. That spot is up for grabs right now. And I don't see anybody who's active who can be big enough to take that spot. Because most of the street rappers, they've been in the game 10, 15 years now. There's wherever they at right now, that's where they at.
Yeah.
They got their little cult fan base. They can do semi-little big tour, you know, go hit some clubs, city to city, locally. But as far as internationally, on some Dirk shit, I can't name one yet. Name. Game can't even come back and do that. So, I mean,
how many rappers are actually doing? Because you got hot rappers. Like, I fuck with every project T Grizzly dropped, but a lot of people won't look at him as mainstream. Because Eden, he doing what he doing. He still make good music. It's just like, nowadays, you got to search for the music. It ain't the same. Because unless you're getting pushed, like That's you true. Said, by the labels and machines, it don't count if you just a good rapper no more. You got to be pushed back by a label. And they got to put you to the forefront of how you on TV every day. Because even then, Dirk wasn't just on TV all the time. He was on motherfucking going viral on YouTube. Mm-hmm. That's how a lot of niggas found out about his shit. It was just other people off these social networks.
I don't think the TV shit matters no more. YouTube is TV.
So people that's are what watching I'm saying.
YouTube and podcasts more than television. Only time you turn the TV on is to stream something. No one's really watching live TV unless it's football season. And even then, I'm turning on Red Zone. I mean,
you
got
to go on Amazon
game.
Now to watch certain games and shit, right, Prime?
Amazon, Peacock. Oh, yeah. Like, you got to go through all that type of apps. Crazy. Get you one of them black boxes. You ain't got to worry about that. But that's neither here nor there. You feel me? Jailbreak, Fire Stick. Y'all know what the fuck going on. But shit, I might start rapping now. Fuck it. It's up for grabs. I might got to come say it again because the shit you niggas dropping is trash, bro. We can't say the fans ain't supporting. We can't say y'all not being seen. We hear what y'all dropping. Y'all suck, bro.
Jordan, who hot right
go
now?
Go push your pen because y'all ass.
Right now?
Yeah, who the hottest rapper right now?
I mean, most people say Drake.
That's what I'm saying. For the youth, they looking at
who
Drizzy.
Who you listening to?
I'm listening to everybody.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but...
Nah, it's... Like Absol, didn't he just drop?
He did drop, and it was okay. I did listen to it.
But Absol never been. We never counted.
He's West Coast
all
shit,
TDE,
though. But...
We never counted him. No, I ain't gonna say we didn't count. We never counted him as big as them. Like Schoolboy had his peak. J Rock had his peak.
Yeah.
And Kendrick.
And what happened to J Rock? Because he was bigger than Kendrick at one point.
Well, J Rock. I mean, I fuck with Redemption. I fuck with 90059. I fuck with those albums. It's just, it wasn't. He had Win on there. Win and Miss Me with that bullshit.
I'm just saying. He
had a couple hits.
Kendrick was his backup dancer at one point.
But that's
he brought
like,
Wayne
that's like,
to the project.
But that's like people, 2 Chainz and Drake and Nicki. It's like, usually the younger nigga is going to surpass you. You kind of get to where you get to because you don't maybe have the notoriety and the time is just not matching up to where it's supposed to be. A lot of that shit is luck and chance and time. So
nah, but they say Kendrick work ethic was on a different level once he got in the studio with Wayne. Once he got in there with Wayne, could change up everything.
This is what I believe. There's no real money to be made in rap anymore. So a lot of people are saying fuck rap and they trying to do something else. Like the enthusiasm to push the music out or the urgency to push music out and make projects, that shit's gone. Because there's no money there. They can't tour. They ain't getting paid off the streams. There's no records to sell. Like, there's nothing going on. Niggas is trying to be the next baddies of whatever city they in. You got Ray J. He's on the world troll tour. Yeah. He over here with the trannies. Then he over here talking about his life is on the line. Then he back over here with Nicki Minaj on some, I don't know what they had going on. And attaching himself to Diddy. Everybody is playing games right now to try to get a dollar to get the attention, and that's taken away from the actual art.
I feel like the more they fucking these niggas out the music, they really trying to break us with the rap shit. Like, you know, it's been a war on rap since rap then started. I feel like these labels and all this shit that's happening right now in the industry, they really trying to destroy rap, because, like you said, they taking out the passion for rappers because now you ain't getting no bang for your buck at all, even if you get a main hit. Then you seeing all these other rappers coming out later, like, still crying off of contracts they signed 10, 15 years ago.
Publishing deals.
Oh, insane. So it's like, that shit is getting ugly right now.
When you was in your basement or your garage or your room trying to make a hit, in the back of your mind, once I make this hit, I'm rich, I'm on. Now the mainstream artists are telling you, it don't matter if you make a hit, you're still gonna be broke.
Well, it's because labels didn't account for social media and what that would do. Like when it first started, you had the CDs, they was already getting fucked on that, but then they switched over to streaming because of the iPhone. So they tried to get in front of already the overconsumption or the ability to overconsume music and want more. When that didn't work, it's like, we gotta do the streams. That took how much money you get for a stream, you think? Couple cents.
Them niggas getting a couple cents.
It's like
on the dollar.
That's crazy.
And then on top of that, you telling me for me to get my music in front of 100,000 instead of 5,000, I gotta give you 80% of everything I make, and I'm not even making nothing. So I do have to go outside of music and try to make, you know, a name for myself to make money, because this ain't making me nothing. You get what I'm saying? So, and that's why shit is crumbling, because there's nobody trying to make music.
One person I am going to shout out is French Montana. Did y'all watch his documentary? I just watched it. That was actually a great doc. A lot of that story I already knew, some I didn't. Man, French deserved where he at. The spot French got to see where he came from, being a fucking immigrant fresh off the boat, in the projects in the Bronx, getting shot in the head. Now he's fucking some prince princess of Saudi Arabia, pardon me.
Princess.
Yeah. Crazy.
What?
No, Diddy. I know they trying to put the allegations on my board. Some princess of Saudi Arabia, like, she's royalty. Shit. Like, her family got trillions.
Yeah.
That oil money, the Arab money. So that's pretty crazy. That's wild to see French come from where he came from and make it in real time. That shit was... inspiring.
I mean, even his older music to when he started going into like the dance hits and shit. Even that kind of shift was, to me, was remarkable. It was crazy.
French always knew how to make a little club banger, though.
He's cool.
He was good on the hooks.
And people don't even know. He was a battle rapper, too. He had a little beef with Murder Mook.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
And I didn't know French was really outside. Like, Cud was outside thugging.
Yeah,
didn't know that.
Yeah, now they were saying that for a minute. But then they said, wasn't Cud like a cameraman or something?
Well, he had the Cocaine City DVDs because Smack started blowing up.
Yeah,
then he started the Cocaines. Like, nah, we going to put the street aspect to it as far as, like, you don't got to be mainstream. Matter of fact, if you mainstream, we really don't want you on here. We want the streets. So I remember the Cocaine Cities. Nigga, I used to be watching that shit.
Yeah, now Cocaine Cities was
this
was
way before his time. I don't even know if he had internet access.
Because, you know, French was in the, when he had the nigga I'm on it with him,
Nipsey Wiz,
and Big Sean. Yeah, that was a banger, and that was back then.
But showed how he was blackballed, and Fat Joe had to give him basically the cosign to flex to play his shit, and just the way he blew up, it's like, damn, bro, that's inspiring as fuck. Because he could have easily quit as many times as they tried to shut him out the game. So shout out French Montana, man. That nigga his story is crazy. Go watch his doc if you didn't watch it.
How y'all feel about the robots and the celebrities?
We
called it 100% a while ago too, like a month ago.
We told y'all they was gonna use the celebrities to usher in the robots to try to normalize it and make it look cool. So they had one on Casanet's stream, brushing his teeth, doing all type of other shit.
You know they was gonna get Kim K with it.
But she made it look like she's fucking the robot.
Yeah.
They in a relationship. She's in the back of the car, sitting on his lap.
What's crazy though, I be seeing comments from women telling some watch when I strap that dildo on his ass. I'm like, damn, that's crazy. I got a robot gonna fuck you with no Vaseline. And
they already doing that now with the roses and
you know that they're
but the robot going forever. These bitches about the pussy finna be blew out.
You know they're controlled supposedly though by like off person or whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Somebody is sitting in there controlling the
like
robot.
A teller, yeah.
So
like
somebody is sitting in the office somewhere like controlling the robot. How does that work?
I guess they're able to see.
They're hooked up to it.
The robot is able to see, and that's how they control it.
So they're looking through the robot. So you think the robot is just reflecting you and it's them. So you saying hi, somebody back there doing this to you, controlling it.
So that means
they watching
the robot. Someone could kill you with this damn robot if they having a bad day at work. Because remember they were saying, oh, you can get this robot to look over you while you sleep and protect you from intruders.
Yeah.
So now, if I'm a person,
you got a real live person in there with that motherfucker, and I'm
watching over Kim K, he finna do some freak shit.
These bitches
You finna get great by a robot fucking with this shit.
And now they making advertisements of it being packaged as the car and the robot together for $60,000. I don't know if you've been seeing that, but
that's why they showed Kim K with the car. Get the robot with the whip.
Yeah.
He gonna come the robot gonna deliver the whip to your house.
Drive up.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's wild.
I'm telling you, bro. Go watch these Terminator movies.
They don't care about that shit,
bro. Watch the Matrix movies. That's what's going to happen if y'all try to usher this shit in and normalize it, especially if they talking about a human is controlling the controls.
It's crazy.
It's not even a robot that you program, or you can hit a button to shut it down. Like, somebody across the globe, probably in fucking India somewhere, is controlling that motherfucker.
You got to think, how you just going to go buy a robot and you think you can just talk to this motherfucker regular? You never got to program this motherfucker like a computer or
it's
a game
crazy
or nothing.
When you think about it,
just come talk to you. What you think this motherfucker going to want to do when they want? they acting like these motherfuckers catching feelings, talking about, I want to be human. You seen that shit?
Yeah.
They got a robot talking about, I just want, how do you guys feel? Like, some stupid, weird shit. Like, now you want to be human. Now you going to kill somebody. You see how I feel to kill somebody. Like,
You seen the other one? The robot was helping the kid with his homework.
Yeah, told him kill himself.
Kid couldn't get it. He said, man, you a waste of fucking air. You a waste of space. Just hurry up and die. Kill yourself. So now it makes sense that it's a human on the other side of that motherfucker.
Yeah, you like a dumbass,
nigga. Because
if you
ever try to help the kid with his homework, nigga, Johnny got 5 apples. Yeah. He eat one. That little nigga said,
nigga started grabbing shit. Look, 5 apples. 1. 2. You start going, hey, nigga, how many is left, nigga? You slide the 2 over here. They still looking at you crazy.
That nigga still say 7. Nigga, get your dumb ass up out of here.
Should have ported your little ass. It's not a good idea, but we did call this. We said that this is how they were going to try to get everybody okay with it. And it's not that easy.
You know what's crazy? They're not trying, because niggas, this is what's going on. Yeah. You just finna see it. We finna see it happen in real time. And I ain't gonna say I can't wait, but I'm gonna just let it unfold when the motherfuckers start going ballistic on people.
Yeah. Nah, because
they gonna say, oh, it malfunctioned.
This was gonna be the next thing. First, you know, our niggas used to compete with the jewelry. The niggas used to compete with the cars and who got the biggest rim. Now it's gonna be who got the most viral robot. My robot could do this. Your robot can't do that. My robot could do
niggas
this.
Niggas gonna start fighting the robots.
Put them in but what if they see that could get tricky. Because if we could get the robots to play football or play basketball and make it more entertaining than the humans, and we ain't got to pay these motherfuckers, NFL cooked, NBA cooked.
I ain't watching no robot football game. That shit going to be bumping. Motherfuckers going to be exploding on the field. Electricity going to be flying. That shit ain't going to be the same, because it's more inspiring seeing real humans do athletic shit than you trying to see a robot. Like, you expect that out of a robot. Jumping high as hell. It's gonna be like a damn video game. That's what they doing out here.
The robot got the Madden cards on deck.
On the set. That's wild.
I'm cool on the robot. Like I said, I know things have to progress, but not at the stake of humanity itself. Not at the threatening of humanity itself. Because a lot of these robots done already went haywire in places overseas, in other countries, and then already off some people. And they not reporting that shit and putting it in the mainstream media. But these motherfuckers done knocked a couple people off in these factories already.
Bro, I seen that it was dry. They had the two robots. I forgot where it was at. I think we talked about it before. The niggas was driving in the car, immediately said, they hit you with the ticket through the scan. Like, you're done. Like, you ain't getting it, ain't writing it or nothing. Scanned you, no seatbelt, you're done. Scan you, and they gonna hawk your ass down. Ain't no running from the motherfuckers. They had the robots as police.
Yeah, it's that not working. Wild.
Hey, but what's y'all thoughts on all these red pillars getting exposed?
Nah, like, fuck that nigga Myron Cousin. Goofy.
Hold on.
Because
it ain't just Myron.
I understand that, but I was just going to start with him first.
What's his name?
We're going to start with him. You had the Cooley, the Cooley podcast. Bro got exposed. I guess he went on some podcast debating with some chick about how he's a high-value man because he's 6 feet, he's black.
Oh, fuck with the white family.
He did see that. Yeah. Come to find out, bro, not only wife a single mom, she's white. She has two white kids. So he's a black man being a stepdad to two white kids. But on his show,
that's nuts. I'm sorry.
That's crazy in itself. Now, in his defense, I believe he had a kid when they met. I believe.
Okay.
So I always say, if you already had a kid, the best thing for you to do is to go find somebody with a kid and could join your family. So I'm not really faulting him for that. But it is wild to be a black man playing a stepdad to two white kids as you're on your podcast trashing black women. I don't know. The optics of that is disgusting.
Because a lot of them niggas be beefing with black women at that point. It's like, nigga, I done tried y'all so much. Now I'm finna show the world why I stopped fucking with y'all type shit. That's what the fuck they be doing. These niggas be wild. But that's what it's going. It's getting to a point where it's getting extreme. Like, they can say, they be saying, like, niggas hate black women, but you hear so much. It's like, and I love all women at the end of the day, but that is wild. These people, this shit been going on. Kevin Samuels probably was the only one that really wasn't on with, besides what who he was. And it's like the preacher in church, you know what I'm saying?
Wasn't he?
They put the good message, but you're not living up to what you're saying is.
They try to smug Kevin Samuels because he got divorced, but got married. He actually, you know what I'm saying?
But that's how he was able to give you the game.
Exactly.
And even when he showed you, when he went to different countries and shit, and he was like, oh, watch this, I ain't going to pay for this, or showing you how to move around and different things. You know what I mean? Nobody going to be perfect, though. They going to pick and chew you up in any way they can.
But I told y'all a long time ago, most of these dudes is fucking goofies. Yeah. I told y'all most of these niggas is clowns. Most of these niggas is just talking for views, clicks. I told y'all. I'm going to pull the clip up to replay it, but I already seen it, because you know if you really deal with women in real life, you're like, man, some of the shit these niggas saying is out of control. Yeah. Like, you niggas is going to the absolute extreme. I seen one nigga say, yeah, you know, you probably never going to reach happiness until you're making like $10 million a year or some crazy shit. Like, come on, bro. You're not even making $1 million a year, but you're telling your followers you got to make 10 or you're never going to be happy. So 99% of the fucking planet can look forward to being unhappy for life. Listen to a goofy nigga like this. But by my course, And I'm gonna tell you how to be happy.
But this is why,
even though I'm not even living it.
But this is why. Is why you gotta think for yourself. And any information that you decide to take from somebody, you gotta apply to make sure that that information is fact. Whether it's out of a book, whether it's out of a person talking, or whatever the case is, if you don't apply it and test that theory or opinion, then you won't know for yourself. You can't just run off of what everybody's saying. And that's what a lot of people do when you see these dudes. They selling y'all. It's the game, cuz. They selling y'all the same way these people is selling products on TV that they don't use. These niggas is selling the same fucking shit. All it is about the dollar at this point. People don't care about... That nigga laughing to the bank. Nigga, cuz don't give a fuck about what people going through in their life. Like,
what I look
you don't
at,
give a fuck.
What I look at with him specifically and people like that is look at the emotion that they speak to, right, and the people that watch them. It's always negative. So how could you have a positive life outside of that if that's the only emotion you're able to spark in others when they see you? In my opinion, that's how you know that what you're saying is a fraud, if you get what I'm saying.
See,
like,
but everything...
Because that's what sells.
But some...
Yeah, that's what sells.
Like, I'm not going to lie. Some episodes, I done seen clips of him saying some real shit. So this is what you get. That's why I say you got to better think for yourself, because people will be able to mix that in there, mm-hmm. and now you going off of every fucking word this nigga saying, and now you looking stupid because now he not who you thought he was. That's why you can't idolize nobody.
In his defense, not even in his defense, just like speaking some real shit, just because he's dating a single mom... doesn't mean he can't now tell other men, hey, don't do it. He might be telling you, learn from my mistakes.
Yeah.
Nigga, it ain't no difference than the nigga who did a life of crime, went to prison, got shot up, did everything you wasn't supposed to do, and then he come out and talk to kids now and say, hey, you shouldn't do this. And then y'all condemn him for actually doing it.
But see, the
who
difference,
better to tell you not to do it than the person that's living it and doing it?
That's a fact, but it's a way you do it. I don't think he's coming out here saying, hey, learn from me. He's more so just, hey, I'm condemning you for doing this. I'm condemning you for doing that. I'm not even really giving my backstory, because me, I only ever seen bro yelling at, not even yelling at girls, but, you know, giving it to him. I didn't even know he had a white girl or he had any type of thing outside until one day I seen it on TikTok. So I never really knew his backstory.
I just came out with that Christmas shit or some shit, didn't
it? Yeah, I guess they got a couples page that's real big.
Yeah, that's what I seen.
I didn't know about, but I'm not even calling him a fraud, because a lot of the shit he says actually makes sense. I never really seen him going too over the top.
It's just anytime you tell people going crazy on him, the girl's going crazy on him.
Yeah, anytime you tell people don't deal with a single mom, they feel like you're going over the top and you being illogical. So Cooley to me is cool. Most of his shit makes sense. But when you got dudes like this Myron Goofy, and I don't even want to get on Fresh because he ain't really said nothing.
No,
and it's starting
goofy.
To look like
he's a goofy.
He's getting tired of Myron. He's a goofy, yes. You could tell he wasn't.
If you sit
the nigga that he portrays to be before the money and the social media fame, you could tell niggas wasn't getting bitches. Myron was a fed. He wasn't getting no bitches. The nigga was going bald. He got a hair transplant. I mean, you could just tell by the absolute anger in him that he wasn't getting bitches.
Now, some
you can tell.
But some of them niggas on them shows, they spark and get their energy off trying to destroy the females on there instead of lacing them with game. It's like, it's cool to tell a woman about herself and what certain things, but when you trying to, you on there trying to destroy them bitches. Like, so she go home ready to kill herself.
When you hire women for the sole purpose of bringing them on just to degrade them, that's how you know you ain't shit. Like, when we bring them on and you see us going back and forth with them and the shit get to exploding, that's because that's just where the conversation went. But we always started with good intention of, okay, you speak your piece, we're going to speak our piece. Let's see if we can meet in the middle. No, these niggas is literally hiring OnlyFans models just to say, bitch, you ain't shit. Fuck you, blase. Yeah. Like, okay, that's a whole different level of goofy.
They're hand-picking their wins. Like, they're going out there and picking, hey, this is the dumbest girl I can find. Let me go grab her up off the street and ask her shit I know, or put her in a situation where I know she's going to respond a certain way that's going to make her mad, and then it's going to create content. That's all they're doing.
And the Myron nigga, this is why... Cuz should automatically be kicked out the barbecue. Because if y'all ain't seeing it, Cuz got them clips going viral basically saying, fuck niggas, and y'all niggas can come get me, y'all ain't gonna do shit, and all this other type of shit. So Cuz basically dropping an N-bomb to the extreme in a disrespectful way. But I don't give a fuck if these niggas doing it for viral views. They trying to go crazy. I don't know if he riding Andrew Glazing Tate because he came out and said, nigga, and now you want to pursue that route thinking you can do the same thing. So I don't know what the fuck going on with Cub, but this is why we got to stop allowing these niggas to be disrespectful in these ways.
See, we actually talked about this, how enraging black people is the new wave. Mm-hmm. Niggas saying nigga online with the hard ER is the new wave because they know every single time niggas are going to react. And the key to beating it is don't react. Mm-hmm. If you didn't react, the shit wouldn't go viral. It wouldn't be getting talked about. That's another stream of revenue for him, because the stream of enraging women, that ran its course. That ran dry. Their page got demonetized. Women with any type of sense ain't really getting on his show. But I guess the black chick went on his show. She wound up getting packed out and jumped on his show. And crazy. I automatically was like, damn, that's fucked up. But then they pulled up a tweet of her a couple years ago saying, I hate niggas. I'm about to marry a white man. Yep. So really fuck her. She got what she deserved. That was her karma and for turning her back on her people. Don't come back American. Over here looking for help now. You chose your side. Stay your ass over there.
And she's not black American, which that's something that, you know, people don't like to make a separation. But in these instances, when you see certain things, you do have to make the separation. Because in my opinion, that's where Myron's deep-rooted hatred for black Americans comes. Is more than likely in his upbringing, he was not accepted by black Americans. And I think it was really men. I think it was really men at first that didn't fuck with bro, not women. And it just transferred over to women because he can't, or he's scared of the men. That's just me, how I look at it. If you really look at his anger, I feel like he's probably the kid who got clowned on for being probably African, because niggas did get on niggas for that. And he grew up into what he did. He can't place the anger towards men because he knows it's going to be a fade. So he places it towards the women, because that's the only people you ever see him get at. You don't ever see him get at no men.
See,
ever.
For me, it's hard to even think that way, because we accept any fucking body.
To a certain degree,
we accept anybody.
But people are sensitive, I understand that,
but it's no fucking race since I've known as a kid that we did not accept. We shoot on each other. We get on anybody that's around you. That don't matter. But at a point, once you've been around long enough, a nigga is going to accept you. And they gonna move with you like you a nigga at the end of the day.
But when you mix that with coming from another country where you already look at us a certain way from the ground up, that makes it more easier for you to say, fuck these niggas.
I'm not saying that. We got homies from the hood that's from Africa and shit like that.
Right. I'm not saying it's
and you're gonna get roasted, but nigga, we're gonna accept you
process. I'm not saying that niggas are wrong for that, because that's what it is, but I'm trying to get you to understand that because he's not black American, not every person will take it that way, but some niggas are not gonna rock with that and understand that about our culture, and they're gonna take that as hate.
This is the thing. That's gonna happen. That nigga wants white acceptance. He wants to be
that's
white.
Where that comes
if you
from.
Go look at all his old pictures, he was the fuck nigga in the white party. He was the clown in the circus of the white boys. So they just clown him. He's the doing token. Gay shit so he can get acceptance, and he's still doing it. Today, if you look, he be in them white only spaces trying to preach that racist white ideology, and they like, wait, who let this nigga in here? The fuck? Get this monkey up out of here. Like, they're literally calling him the same thing he's calling the black women.
Right. Like,
but he's like, I don't get his.
I think his ideology. I think he want to be accepted, and I think he's scared of the white folks because he feel like they might stop his dollars, they might stop a lot of different things. But like you said, he want to be accepted by them. So you're like the odd cop that you probably been around them niggas. You've been brainwashed too. So he's a real goofy coming out that. Because he had a black nigga on that show, right?
Who, Fresh?
His co-host is black. The cameraman is black.
They not black, though. These niggas, that's what y'all, I'm trying to get y'all to understand.
I get what you're saying.
That's why them niggas are the way they are.
This is what I'm saying, though. It does not, what color is his skin?
I get what you're saying.
What color is his skin is what I'm saying.
He's black, but them niggas are not black American, bro. That's why them niggas treat.
We get they not black American.
That's why them niggas treat us in that way.
Your skin is black. He's using the N-word with the hard E-R. These races don't care if you from Sudanese, if you from Africa, if you from any. You ain't even got to be all the way black. You could be from the Middle East. They going to call you a sand N-word. They going to throw the N-word in there somewhere if your skin ain't like theirs, if you don't got that European blood. So whether they from the islands or black American, he's still a fucking goofy for taking that
route. I'm not saying he's not a goofy. I'm just saying that this is why they're doing that shit. I don't want them niggas to be grouped in with us because they're not grouped in with us. That's what I'm trying to get niggas to understand. These niggas are not black Americans. That's why they're doing this goofy shit, because of the difference in the disconnect between cultures, because of the lack of nuance. That's all that this shit is. I'm not saying it's okay, but that's what I'm saying. Like, we would never act that way. Some of us do, but they're doing what they're doing because they not us. They're not like us. Fuck them niggas. That's how I feel about it.
Niggas just do goofy shit all the time. So what is your views on Charleston White? When he say fuck niggas and all that shit.
He's somebody that's like that too. Even though he's Black American, it don't mean you can't be a in our culture. But I'm just saying, when you look at these niggas from the outside, like Ack and all these other niggas that have had a disconnect with our culture, they're not Black Americans. None of them.
I don't believe they really got too much of a disconnect. I believe that they see...
I'm saying that certain instances... No.
This is what I believe. Them going against the Black American culture propels them in the mainstream and propels their career and gets them more money. So even if they want to identify with niggas, because let's be real, everybody in the world does. It ain't a culture in the world that don't adapt to Black American culture in some form or fashion. So all that, they don't want to... No, yes, they do. They want to be a part of this. They listen to rap. They look up to these rappers. They watch the sports. They try to dress like nigga. Like, come on, bro. They look up to Black culture. The thing is, you can't align with Black culture from where they're from and be successful in that field.
You won't propel the same way.
You're not going to propel the same way. They're going to say, okay, you with them niggas? Take your bitch ass down there with them niggas then. We'll find somebody else who going to out for us, and we going to propel them. So they like, well, fuck it. Fuck them niggas.
And even on top of that, I feel like they push them to the forefront because perception is reality. Nobody's going to go dig and look at these niggas as Black as me and say they're not Black. Nobody's going to go look and say, see if he's from a fucking tribe in Africa or anything else. They're not going to check none of that. They're going to push them to the forefront, and then they're going to say, if you want to be in this spot with them, you go out like these niggas. This is why you get more goofies doing what the fuck they doing. And the niggas like us that still got to get it from the fucking mud, it's going to take way longer to get there.
I'm going to say this about Myron, though. He's a complete bitch because he does not keep this energy when it's a man on his head, when it's a man on his helmet, when it's a man giving him that type of energy that the female was giving him. Like, he stood up, got in her face. Oh, yeah, woo-woo, women can't fight. But when the dude that used to work for him pulled back up and was like, nigga, come outside, we need to run that. Oh, this is a stand your ground state. Come in here all injured and all that pussy shit. He didn't want to go run his fade. And we done seen this time and time again. They said he came out here in Cali, got pressed, damn near shitted on himself. So whenever it's a man who can match his energy and like, oh, nah, come on, bro, I need that. He don't never have that energy. He start talking that, oh, it stands your ground. I'll pop you. Same thing he tell niggas online. And it's another thing. He's running with this, oh, Black people are violent. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that's some type of win for him because he gets all these violent threats. Yes, nigga, we're men. If you talk reckless and you disrespect a man, it's going to violence. We're not females. You used to argue with them bitches on that podcast. We're not finna be arguing, nigga. You say some shit out the side of your mouth. I hope your hands can match your mouth because I'm going to smack you right in that motherfucker. Yes, we're going to get violent. That's a cope. That's a cop out. That's the shit bitch niggas do. Oh, you got to get violent. Yes, nigga. I'm going to get violent.
But they even then, they want us to say that. But since the beginning of time, what does history tell us? Who's been the most violent?
Facts.
From our own fucking history, who's been the most violent? What race do you believe has been the most violent? And I want y'all to answer that question. They display us as that, of course. This is aggressive and learned behavior from survival. But in other words, nigga, we came in peace and helped y'all out, and y'all fucked us. So it's like they can say what the fuck they want to say, and this the aftermath you get. So I don't really give a fuck. Like,
we do got to take some accountability though, because we keep going up there. Black women, y'all keep going up there. They've been doing this, and they've been clipped up hundreds of times since 2019 at least. And y'all keep going up there and expecting something different.
They get in the bag, ain't they?
I don't know even know if they get in the bag like that, to be honest.
I thought you said he was paying their ass.
Some of them he do pay. Some of them, they just come on just for the platform. Like, I'm talking about like the big OnlyFans models and shit. They be paying them bitches to come on.
We got to stop going up there and expecting to beat somebody at their own game. Like, this nigga's up there to troll and to make motherfuckers mad. Like, you can't beat somebody like that up there because they've already fixed it the way they want to. Stop going up there and expecting a different outcome.
Now, it's women, I believe, that can get up there and beat him, but y'all got
to... He not going to have him up there, though.
No, I agree with that, but that's what I'm saying. They got to lace their minds. That's what the fuck it is. He picking out airheads, you know what I'm saying, to where he know I'm finna cook you. Like, so I think people got to get their minds sharp.
But then you got to realize, I just seen an interview of a woman who was on a lot of these podcasts, and she just came out and said, I was just on there saying anything. Just to go viral, because me going viral got me more attention, got me more subscriptions, and I made more money. So dude was like, damn, wait a minute. Are you saying you lied on every podcast you've been on? She said, yeah. It was all bull. So that's what you got to realize. A lot of these women don't care. They know they're going to get that mm-hmm. treatment, but they know that's also going to go viral. And a lot of guys are still, believe it or not, going to subscribe to these dumbass bitches off these viral clips. So she literally came on and said it. Me going on there, lying, just saying what the fuck ever got me more money. So that's what I did.
I seen one of them dudes that just came out too. He basically was exposed and he was like, bro, the internet is everything is fake. Don't believe none of that shit. I know people that stage divorces, then go party right after they get a viral clip. I know people that stage these fake arguments in the street. Everything is damn near fake on the internet. You can't really believe none of that shit. And like you said, they probably come to terms. These women probably smarter than what niggas think. Going there finessing their spot, like you said. Going there play dumb like you want them to do. Think you winning. They laughing, getting, like you said, getting their views and getting their subscribers and going to the bank with that shit. So for the women that's finessing like that, get it how you live, I guess.
Only thing about Myron, if you're going to do all that, come outside, bro. I'll run your fade. Oh, God, we can run that. We can stream it. We can do Patreon. We can do it. Matter of fact, we don't even got to do it with the cameras. I'll come to Miami. You come to Cali. If you want to meet at a neutral spot, we can go meet in New York, wherever. Anywhere on the planet. We can go to, where is he from? Ain't he from like Africa or something? We can go meet in Africa and run the fade. Like I said, Fresh really been quiet. He really ain't been saying nothing, but they do back each other. That so if he want a back fade, he want a back fade, I'll run both of their fades.
Nah, you ain't running both. Get the fuck out of here.
I'll run both of their fades.
We got two fades for you.
Oh,
you know
God, that's all I'm saying.
Hey, worth the four extra off the back.
Off the back, nigga. I'll run his fade. Nah, I just, that's clown shit. But black people, I'm going to say, stop reacting to shit. Stop being emotionally weak and letting people control you with words. If he's standing in front of you, that's a different story.
So people thought I was crazy on the episode when we talked. We was I forgot where we was at, and I was asking, do we allow that word to not have as much power? I don't know if you remember. Y'all remember we had that conversation.
I remember that.
And this is the plain examples of why I even had that train of thought. Because even like the clip where we seen the homie poster, shout out to E. Will, because that shit had me crying. I think it was one of the Wayne's brothers that had the clip where the white boys is in the room by themselves saying nigga a million times.
Oh, yeah.
You remember? Yeah, it's just like shit like that. So they actually doing that behind closed doors. And I just seen another clip of the bitch talking about some, well, if black women can say it, then we can say it. If black women can do this, then we can do it. And then the black women end up gassing her out on that shit, though. But it's just like they feel so entitled. They want to be so a part of it. They all saying nigga. They going to these shows saying it. You know what I'm saying? Every show you go to with these rappers, they yelling that shit the top of the lungs in that crowd.
You can't let that shit get you mad. And like that's the unfortunate thing about, you know, the other cultures or other people that do it to make themselves go viral is they know that. And as much as we hate some of the stereotypes, that's one of them. That's true. We get easily triggered over shit, and that does propel them further in social media world. So it's like we have to stop getting so offended by people we don't know with no connection to us saying a word. Like we, you know what I mean? For no reason. What made you get so upset? And then
it's the history, I believe.
I get it, but it's like it just don't matter, bro. Like it's online. You can't touch this person. You ain't seen them. They ain't seeing you. They clearly doing it for a reaction.
Maybe we just gotta start putting
it don't make sense to me.
Maybe the light just gotta start turning green and we just gotta have a unspoken thing when people come out doing that. Like you said, not reacting on the internet. But wherever city they land, then I don't know. black people. Yeah.
This the thing though. They only do it to black culture, really. You don't see them doing it to no other culture because a lot of these other cultures, they going to come really crash out.
A lot of these other cultures going to really come crash out.
So niggas is just hypersensitive, and I'm not downplaying the effect of the word because you don't even have to experience racism for that word to hit you because of the epigenetics, the trauma passed down from generation to generation with that word. You could just be a kid. If somebody call you that word, it's going to hit you. It's in your DNA. But what I'm saying is he's on Twitter rage baiting you. If y'all would just ignore the fucking post, it would go away. It's like, all right, I got to find a new outlet. I got to find a new route. This shit's not working. But the fact that you are going to argue and debate every single time knowing he's not looking for an agreement. He's looking for the argument. You niggas calling, oh, you a bitch, woo. All you gonna do is say, oh, you watermelon jigger booted. And then he got another viral clip.
But everybody, you got to understand too, everybody, especially now in 2024, everybody want to have a voice and everybody want to be heard. And these outlets on social media with the comments, you know what I mean? You don't got to be strong. You don't got to be tough no more. You can talk all the shit you want over the internet. It's actually making more people soft. Because before, you had to see people in real life. Now it's just like you could talk your shit and they feel like they got their rocks off.
So, I'm going to say this. I don't know who can make this technology or put this in effect, but these troll accounts, it got to be some type of way that we can link these IP addresses and it'll link the troll account to that person's real account. To where even if they trolling from a fake page, you can click the link and it's going to take you to their real page to see who they really are. Because that'll stop a lot of this shit.
You know, I seen something too, and I didn't think that was a bad idea. It was like, what if you can only get on social media from 10 to 6? like they shut it down like you had a store or a job or something. Like, I think it'll slow a lot of this shit down for making people go back to real life type shit.
Y'all see, Instagram is letting you reset your recommendations to where you can start fresh of what you get, I guess, on your For You page.
My For You page is all ass and motivational quotes. So mine don't need no refreshing. You feel me?
They're saying
all motivation.
Yeah, they're saying if you want to, you can go click on it somewhere in your settings and it'll refresh everything for you. So,
but let me give y'all some game. Because I see a lot of people complaining about their life as if they have no control over it or no choice in how their life turns out. Anything you don't change, you choose. What I mean by that is, if you're poor and you're not taking actions to change that, you're literally choosing to be poor. If you're fat, overweight, obese, you're not taking actions to change that. You're choosing to be fat, overweight, or obese. If you're dumb, unintelligent, and you're not taking actions to become smarter and educate yourself, you are choosing to be dumb. You're choosing to be an idiot. So anything that you don't take action to change, you're choosing. So just look at your life. Every single thing in your life that you say, okay, I want to be better in this. I want to change this. I want a bigger house. I want a better car. Look at your day-to-day actions. Does your day-to-day actions align with what you claim that you want? Or are you doing things that's never going to get you what you want? If you want a bigger house, it's sitting on the fucking couch streaming Netflix all day, binge watching your favorite show, going to help you make money to get to a bigger house? Probably fucking not. You probably should get the fuck off the couch, turn the Netflix off, write down a step-by-step plan of what you can do to make more money to get you to that bigger house. If you want a new car, same thing. You want a new girlfriend, get the fuck out the house. Go mingle. Go get in the gym. Go find some sexy hobbies. Go do things that's going to bring the things that you want in life to you and help you accomplish your goals. All that making excuses and blaming everybody. Oh, it's the man. Oh, it's the system. Nah, shut the fuck up, bro. It's you. Because a lot of y'all sit around doing nothing every fucking day. Y'all got the same routine, but you want a different outcome. How the fuck is that going to happen?
That's insanity.
How is that going to happen? Imagine you cooking a meal and you use the same ingredients every day, but you hoping and praying it turned into a different meal. I want pizza today. Bitch, you cooking tacos. The tacos ain't turning into a pizza. You got to go to the store and get the ingredients for the pizza. Same thing with your life. That same routine is not never going to bring you different results. You're going to get the same fucking thing that you've been getting.
Small bricks build big houses. So every little thing you do is a small brick. And that's what stacks that big house. So you got to make every little thing count. Every day does matter. The little things does matter. And I think people need to put more focus on that and understand that. A lot of people look, oh, in a year, where am I? But they don't look at all the little steps that led up to that year. They just look at where they are in that moment and take no accountability for it. You have to be in control of your life. And that does start with planning. That does start with every little thing, fitness, health, mental health, your finances, all those things matter. And if you can get a hold on those things and formulate a plan for each one, you can succeed. I really do believe that. But people do got to get up off their ass and really do it. It's not easy, but it's simple. You just get a plan and you stick to it. Literally, that's all you do. That's it.
Bro, I left prison with $200 gate money And I had to spend most of that on a fucking Greyhound ticket home. So most of that shit was gone. I came home to maybe two pair of fucking pants, three t-shirts, and a couple pair of shoes. That's it. And a mattress on the floor. Ground zero. I had to figure shit out. Then I went and had a kid in the process with nothing. I could have sat around doing nothing, sitting here depressed. Oh, man, I'm fucked. This felony's fucking me. The system's fucking me. It's because I'm black. It's because everybody's racist. No, I went out and started trying different shit. I never thought about taking no training courses. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. Let me go in here and get some training. Oh, shit. This opened up a door. Oh, shit. This opened up to a job. Oh, shit. I met this person. They told me about this program. Oh, shit. I went to that program. Oh, shit. They sending me out of state now. Oh, shit. I just stacked some money. Got my own spot now. Got a whip now. Oh, shit. Because I worked that job and got that training and those certificates, it helped me land the career that I was in for 13, 14 years. Pension, 401k. But all of that started because I got off my ass and took that first step and went to that first program. So in hindsight, the program might look like nothing. It wasn't paying me or nothing. It was, I'm damn near paying to get there. But if I never took that first step to join that program, it would have never brought me around the motherfucking world. It would have never got me to the job that paid for me to travel around the world. Now I got my own studio, my own platform.
Hard work, it's what's needed, and you can't cut around that. Like, it's in any field, people who succeed, hard work is prevalent in those people that succeed, and you'll see that. You know what I mean? The taking accountability for their actions, trying to control their destiny, the lack of excuses that they make for the situation that they're in, these are the key factors of people being successful. You have to knock all of the bullshit if you want to be successful. You really do.
It's a quote I like. And it's that we are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, therefore, is an act. What do you say? An act, but a habit. So it's really a habit. Go back to breaking down what you said. So all your actions become your habits. So if you got a habit of drinking every day, that's your action you're putting in, what type of results you think you're going to get. Or smoking every day, you think what type of actions or positive actions, I should say, that you're putting in to whatever you're saying. Goes back to what bro just said. If you have a plan, and you got to take them small habits to get there. Basically, what both of y'all are saying at the end of the day is every habit. The small habits would get you to the goal. You know what I'm saying? If you're running 100 miles, it's going to be, you're not going to just think you're going to get to the 100 miles. It's going to be a mile here, a mile there. Then you look up, you're at the 100th mile. So I think that's the biggest thing is taking the first step. Once you take them first steps, things start to change. It's like a magnet. If you a person that wake up angry every day, you're going to attract angry people. If you a person that wakes up on a positive note looking for opportunities, it's going to meet you like a full circle. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's the biggest thing. Even though it is hard, it's a mental battle every fucking day. The mind is the hardest thing to control, but you got to control it or it's going to control you.
And that's the thing. That's a key thing you said. It's a battle. Nobody ever said it was going to be easy because that's the number one thing people say. Well, that's hard. No shit, Sherlock. Most of the things that you want in life is going to be hard to attain. Because if it was easy, everybody would fucking have it. You have to have willpower. You got to have resilience. You got to have toughness. You got to have mental strength to overcome those hard battles. But it's going to pay off. It just blows my mind. It makes no fucking sense. People complain all day long about what they don't have, the life they aren't living, the access to things that they don't have. And then you sit down and say, okay, tell me what you do day to day. Scroll all fucking day, drinking in the middle of the day, smoking like bro said. And even if you're going to drink and smoke, because I know some people who drink and smoke, function, but they still function, right? Yeah. Most people, they don't function. They don't do shit. I know some people who don't even leave the house during the week. How the fuck you been in the house 3 days straight? Ain't went nowhere in the world and think you it's going to fall in your fucking lap?
It's ugly.
Like, really sit down and analyze your day. A lot of y'all will realize you're a fucking loser. You're a bum and you need to make changes. What did you do after work? Because working ain't going to lead you to your dreams. Working ain't going to free you from the system.
So when you clocked out of work, and now it's time to clock into the next job, finding a way to escape this shit. What did you do? Went home and binge-watched Netflix, ate some ice cream, drunk some tequila, smoked a blunt, and went to bed. Went right back up to that same job that you claim you hate. But you took no fucking steps during the day at all to help you free yourself.
And it all depends on how you look at things, too, and your perspective, because that 2 hours you spend watching Netflix, once you reshift your mind to look at that 2 hours as, oh, shit, I could have been using that to do X, Y, and Z, that's when you see that 24 hours in a day, while it's not the most in the world, it's a lot of motherfuckers that's making that 24 really useful, so you can too. But you do have to shift your mindset to use or to see those hours as valuable and to replace them with things that's going to help you succeed or get further in life. You really do have to do that.
You know, and sometimes it's some of the smallest things that start to change, I believe, when you build in habits. But you got to replace bad habits with good habits. And it could be as small as if you make a commitment at getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning and you get up. But when you get up, you usually don't make your bed, but you make your bed. You know what I mean? You clean your room. Like, cleaning up the clutter around your house, that can change a lot in your mind frame, to the point where even just walking outside and walking around the block getting some sunlight can change your energy and your frequency of your mindset. If you sitting in one place, that isolation is dangerous, especially if you ain't got a strong mind for it. You'll be fucked over and lost in your thoughts and feeling sorry for yourself, like bro said. And that's where a lot of people get stuck at. But sometimes even what I like to do is, when I'm going through shit, I have my moments and I think about shit I've been through that was far off worse than where I'm at or what I'm going through in that moment. And it's like, damn, if I can get through this shit, then this shit should be nothing. This should be small or minor compared to what I'm going through right now. And then a lot of times, once we make it through those obstacles, you feel better. Your willpower is stronger when you commit to those things that you set out for yourself. You feel better about yourself, and that confidence attracts a lot, too.
This is how you build it. Start small. First of all, stop breaking promises to yourself. That's the first way to break the bad habits. Like bro said, okay, this week, I'm going to get up at 6 a.m. every day and go to the gym for an hour. When that alarm goes off, get the fuck up and go put the hour in. That's building a positive habit. Within 30 days, you're going to be waking up before your alarm. Mm-hmm. That's now permanently ingrained in you.
You ain't even going to need that damn alarm.
And you're going to feel good about yourself. That's going to build your confidence. Like, damn, I can do things I set out to do. Now you make a bigger goal. Okay, I'm going to put in 100, I'm going to put in 100 job applications within the next month. Fuck it, I'm going to put in 5 a day or something. Whatever number you want to do. Actually do that. Then when you start to get calls back, oh shit, this shit's really working. That's going to build another habit. Now you build a bigger goal after that goal. And everything you said you were going to do, regardless of the outcome, do it. That's how you build the confidence to do anything. And that's how you kill procrastination. It's when you, all right, I'm going to start Monday. Monday come, you snooze 3-4 times. Oh, fuck it, I'm going to start next Monday. You do that shit for 3 years straight. You fat as fuck now.
One thing I think that's real undermined too is your self-talk and having like affirmations for yourself. Like we said, a mind is a battlefield, so you're going to get negative thoughts. As soon as you try to, anytime you try to do something, the universe is going to test you to see if that's what you really want, and those thoughts is going to come in. So you have to replace those with different thoughts. No matter how you talk to yourself, that's like part of a key of doing it. Like, I'm getting up, I'm doing this shit, I ain't making no excuses for yourself, or just having reassuring positive affirmations. So when a negative thought, the only way you can do is replace it with a positive thought, and over time, more positive thoughts will fall in, because our thoughts, we feel like they just come out of nowhere, and it's like, damn, I'm stuck in my head. Like, and get out your head and living in the present moment. I think that's another thing that's lacking out here versus just taking action, because you're so stuck in your head, you already killed yourself before you even wanted to take a step anywhere.
And like y'all was saying, you know, you have to be willing to accept the challenge and want to accept it. Like y'all was saying, it's a fight, you know what I mean, between yourself, and nobody wins a fight that's afraid to get hit. So you have to start being accepting to the fact that you're going to take some blows and you're going to take some marks and some bumps and bruises to get to where you want to. As soon as you do that and you embrace those and you stop being afraid of that, that shit literally feels like nothing. I'm comparing it to boxing. Niggas will be able to go 12 rounds with themselves, the whole 12 off of full adrenaline and will or whatever it is, and get to the other side because they stopped being afraid of failing and of those pitfalls that are going to come along the way.
And this is a key point that most people need to know. You aren't getting anything that you didn't pay the cost for. You have to pay the cost. The path to liberation comes at a heavy cost. You can't get anything. You reap what you sow. You have to sow first to reap the benefits. You don't get the crops if you don't plant the seed. They don't just pop up out of thin air. You have to plant the seed first. Water the seed, then you get the crops back in return. If you don't plant them seeds, you ain't getting shit. You can stare at that dirt the whole fucking season. Your ass gonna starve.
But you gotta water that bitch every day.
And you gotta water that bitch every day. The problem is people want shit to just fall in their lap. Mm-hmm. They don't want to pay first. They want to say, okay, I'm gonna get it first, then I'll start to invest once I'm comfortable. You ain't getting shit. You have to pay the cost. That's literally how the world works. You put in, and then you get back exactly what you put in. The more you put in, the more you're gonna get back. But we live in a selfish society where people think, oh, I'm going to get it first and then I'm going to give. No, you ain't getting shit. You're going to be stuck with what you're stuck with. People you have to put in the work.
People don't want to fully fit, submit to that. Yeah.
Right. You want to get fit? Guess what you got to do? You got to put in hours in the gym first.
This is
get the fit body in return, but you have to invest the hours first.
This is one more thing I'm going to get at, and I'm going to leave it here. Your life is more like a mirror. It's a reflection of what's going on inside of yourself. Like bro just said, so if you fat and people telling you fat, you got to be real with yourself and understand that you're fat, and this is a reflection. So within and so without, and without is within. Mm-hmm. So everything that you're attracting is coming from somewhere within, regardless if it's a relationship, regardless if whatever it is, if you going through it in relationships, it's because certain things you need to work on yourself. You might be in an abusive relationship. That means you probably need to love yourself more to get up out of that. You know what I'm saying? So everything is what we predominantly think. Like I say, it's a battlefield every day, but it's true, because the things they say focus on the things you want, but majority of us focus on the things we don't want. And it's always so easier to stay in a negative space than it is a positive space. Like, the positive is just like, for whatever reason, we don't fuck with it. So a lot of that is what predominantly what's going on. And what you thinking, you can't think positive out 1 hour out the day, then be mad thinking 23 hours of negative shit and thinking you got some positive shit going on because you did one thing. So that's pretty much what I see what's going on with a lot of us, is the mind. It's predominantly, you got to think the things that you want. And 9 times out of 10, we attract what we want, but we also attract what we fear. So try to control your mind. The power of the mind is real.
And this is another quote I love. Shout out to Jim Rohn. Because people always say, I'm looking for the motivation. I need motivation. I need motivation to start. It takes more than motivation to make it. So shout out to Jim Rohn, because I love this quote. He says, it takes more than motivation to make it. Because you can have an idiot who's motivated. Now you got a motivated idiot. How far you think that's going to get you? You need more than motivation. And motivation comes and goes.
It'll get
you're not
you
always going to be motivated, bro. But if you have the willpower to do it anyway, in lack of being motivated, those are the ones that's going to make it. If you're just waiting for motivation, think about your life. Out of 7 days of the week, how motivated are you to go to work? Mm-hmm. A lot of y'all probably never, not one of them days, but guess what? You do it anyway. And in return, you get paid. Do the same with your goals. Y'all will do that shit for shit you hate, but you won't do it for the things that you love that can potentially get you the things that you dream about. That's crazy to me. You get up every day, go to work, even though you hate your fucking job. But then the steps that it takes to reach your dreams and your goals, you push all that shit to the side because you ain't motivated.
Yeah, motivation may get you started, but it's the consistency and the hard work that's going to take you all the way there, because that's the two things you need to focus on when you don't have no motivation, like you just said. Because you don't want to do something and you wake up and you still do it, that's when you have that bird's eye view of, okay, I'm doing this for a bigger reason. You need to also have a bigger reason as to why you're doing shit. You can't just be doing shit for no reason, because that's ultimately leading you to a brick wall of nothingness. So if you're not doing something for yourself or whatever it is, some higher meaning you have in your life, you're going to be doing nothing with empty energy, and you're just running on a treadmill like a gerbil. You're not going nowhere. So that's how I look at that too.
And like bro said, the positive and the negative. The positive mind finds opportunity in everything.
The negative mind finds a problem or an excuse in everything. So we could both be in the same situation. You can sit there and make excuse after excuse after excuse why you can't accomplish what you want to accomplish. I could take a positive-minded person, and they can come and see every obstacle that you just made an excuse as to why you couldn't do it, and they're going to find a positive in there somewhere and a way to make it happen anyways. You're going to be sitting there standing with your dick in your hand making excuses while they on to the next chapter, they on to the next level. They're succeeding. You still there making excuses. That's the number one thing people do. It's like, all right, what you want to do in life? Okay, I want to do this. Soon as somebody comes to you with a plan, the first thing you do is look for the holes in the plan of what could go wrong instead of what could work.
Or you have a phenomenon when people try to out-ego or outsmart themselves out of a thing or out of an opportunity. They feel like they're too good for these things. And that's just also them being fearful of things. But I've seen that as well as a lot. Oh, nigga, I ain't going to go work there. Why the fuck would I go work there? Nigga, because you broke and you need some bread.
You're working nowhere, yeah, nigga.
That's why you would go work there, nigga. Ain't no bitches tripping off you right now.
You're working nowhere, like, you fucking get what I'm saying? Goofy.
But you have niggas like that that are still so entitled and high and mighty on a horse, and you don't even got a dollar to your name. You don't want to go get gritty and get your hands dirty. You're going to be broke forever because you got to start somewhere. And if that's where you got to start, then fuck it. So be it. It's better than having no chip. That's how I look at it.
And egotistically broke is crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy too because sometimes like... I had them talk to myself, and I'm like, damn, cuz, like, we all been through shit, but we never know the level of pain that people deal with. Like, we excuse that. It's like, cuz, I don't know, more people are so in tune with themselves. But what I'm basically getting at, sometimes I start to think, like, when I be going through the most shit, it's like, all right, God taking me through this shit for a reason. It's like, okay, cuz just want me to be more of a savage. He want a nigga to be harder. He gonna mold you, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I always say with diamonds, like, you got to go through the fire before you become that A1 diamond.
Exactly.
It burn you down. You know the best part of that diamond that's worth the most? When that motherfucker is cracked open. The inside of you is what's worth the most. So the things that's going on inside of you is going it's gonna make you a beast. It's gonna make you have that grit, that willpower that you got to develop to be the person that you say you want to become. Because I hear you talking. You know what I'm saying? It's like, nigga, you asking for this shit, but... You asking for patience, nigga? I'm going to put you in a long-ass line to be patient. You asking for strength? I'm going to make you go through something to be strong. So it's like, this where people go wrong when they think God is, like, fucking them up. You know what I'm saying? Or the devil was on my back. Mm-hmm. It's like, nah, nigga, like, this is shit you asking for. Now be careful what you asking for.
Wax on, because
you don't
off.
Really want it. Yeah, so that shit hit different.
And to the audience, I know we have a vast variety of cultures that watches the program. I often point out black people, not because I'm black, but because our culture lacks anybody with a platform to speak substance to them. Because y'all cultures, y'all got y'all shit going. The motherfuckers that's failures in y'all culture, they just want to be. You know what I'm saying? The black culture, we are finessed, programmed, psyoped to remain losers. So somebody in this matrix has to be the voice to speak light into black people, because I swear to God, the more I'm on social media, the more I turn into Uncle Ruckus. I see you niggas and I start to hate you niggas because I'm like, God damn, bro. Y'all really embarrassing the fuck out of niggas, bro. Like, I'm looking at the men. I ain't even gonna get on the women right now. I just seen a nigga stop traffic, jump out, make a big ass spectacle just to point out his rims. I mean, like, nigga had like 5 lanes shut down. Going crazy. I'm like, bro, take your shit to a car show or something. Nobody give a fuck about your rims, gang. Niggas are trying to get home from work, and it's just like,
nigga shit.
I just see a big ass kid. Like, you grown as hell. Then I look over here, motherfuckers is, I just seen somebody crack $1 billion deal over the phone.
Yeah.
Shout out to bro. I forget his name. He black though. But we don't highlight
some
that.
Forbes. Darwin, something like that. Darwin
he was homeless
Forbes.
At 17.
Something like that.
He created a tech company, worked his way through the ranks, boom, boom, boom. Blew his company up, sold that motherfucker for $1 billion+. I don't know exactly how many billions. I just know billion with a B. And he was homeless at 17. Our culture don't highlight that shit.
We don't highlight a lot of shit. Like the 12-year-old girl. Mm. She just got, I think they just funded her with something. She invented some shit for the classrooms.
Cancer or something like that.
I think it was a filter or something to keep the classrooms more air clean or some shit like that. But Shout out, I forgot her name, man. I'm gonna come back and double back on you on the next episode and shout her out. But
I know you're talking
about a 12-year-old girl. They don't put that to the forefront. You know what I'm saying? We stay talking about how we invent every fucking thing, but we don't get the credit for it. They trying to probably take it from her ass.
It happened every year.
Yeah,
we do great shit. We do great shit every year, but you just have the overwhelming amount of bullshit that we do as well.
I don't be mad at our people for stunning, because it's like, especially if you is coming from nothing and you finally got that shit that you wanted, that's probably a goal for them. They operate at a high frequency and a high energy. So I'm not necessarily mad. It's just we gotta dream bigger. We gotta think bigger. We gotta set those, like we was talking about the video games. We were just talking about it with the homie, with the G Hebrew, right?
Yeah.
About how we compare, like you said, he was like a house, or a nigga got three houses. Family talking about I got three houses. So we gotta start really getting into this shit, man.
That's what I'm saying. Like Jay-Z, when that one song, he said, you pull up in a 4.0, I pull up in a 4.6. Like, you might be getting on the rims, but you got to realize it's more than that. And so, like, you have to want more than that. That shouldn't be something that I feel like is making us go so crazy, or something that we're so focused on as we are. Like, we're way too focused on materialistic
but that
shit.
Might,
I'm not even mad at the stunt, though.
It's the material, you right, but I think everybody's appetite not the same. Everybody don't have that vision to want to even be like, well, I'm going to build these businesses, I'm going to do this and do that. Some people just be wanting to live comfortable, got a little shit. Money, can pay their bills, and they content with that, with a chain and a fucking nice car. But like you said, I just think in our minds, we got to think bigger, but everybody ain't thinking, so...
I'm not mad at the stunting. I'm mad at what he did to stunt.
Right. Yeah.
Because now the perception of niggas being ignorant falls on the entire race. Like, right. I don't think y'all understand.
Now, I get what you're saying.
How much your individual action affects the entire black race. That's why I always say, help yourself, you help all of us. Mm-hmm. When I'm out in public, everything that I do, I think like, okay, how is this going to have black people perceived? Like, when I was young and ignorant, I never had these type of thoughts. Like, when I didn't used to believe in tipping, like, man, I ain't tipping shit. Fuck these niggas. But, I used to have that mindset, right?
Let me ask you something. Is that a having a mindset of caring too much about what people think?
As you get older, it is, though. It is and it isn't. You definitely right about that, because when you're younger, you don't give a fuck as much. When you get older, you think about it more. But at the same time, it's like you also realize of, like you saying, how does it look if I don't do this? You know what I mean? If I don't tip, niggas gonna be like, oh, this nigga came in here and didn't tip. All niggas don't tip.
But see, it goes a little deeper than that. It can be looked at as caring too much, but the viewpoint is why we get the treatment that we get. So if I'm black and I go in here and I don't tip, the next black family come in, gonna get some shitty service, might get spit in their food. I'm thinking about shit like that. If we out here acting however we acting, now the police pulling up on us, watching all these videos, they already scared to death, they trigger happy. Boom. That could have been just because the way we was acting and what they seen, like, okay, well, shit, they all must act like this. So now they got a preconceived notion of how black people are because of a few fucking idiots. Now the whole race is viewed as idiots. So that's the type of shit I be thinking about.
Nah,
like, I want to change the narrative of how black people are viewed. That way you get better treatment in the real fucking world.
Nah, I get exactly what you're saying, but I think that's going to be hard, because that's like a drop in the ocean, because perception is everything, but they already have a preconceived notion of us. So I feel like the way you carry yourself is going to bring that type of treatment to you. You know what I mean? If you walk in there like you confident, you demand respect, then they're going to respect you. And then depending on how they treat you as they experience you, then yes, I'm gonna tip you or I'm not. You know what I'm saying? But I get exactly what you mean, though, on a bigger scale. It's like, well, at least if you did do that tip, you made it better for them to be in the mood for the next black people or whatever the case it may be. So
it's just proving a stereotype wrong. I get what you're saying. Or at certain times, in certain instances, like, no, we don't all do that.
But I feel like got my bag.
No,
go ahead.
A lot of these people operate off of no nuance. So it's like, once you know, okay, maybe this nigga don't pay, but I met the homie over here and he always tip. You can't say at that point, every black person does this. And if you are saying every before you say something, then you're doing that. You know what I mean? You're being ignorant or willfully ignorant, because you know that there's nuance out there that exists within the culture.
But this is what I think, how some of our people think now. Soon as they get the money, I gotta show you that I ain't got that I got the money.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm trying to change the perception of me being broke And now I got to prove something out here looking crazy. I got to come flash the money. I got to show everybody I got it. And then when you get a rich millionaire from another culture, they don't give a fuck. Nigga in there some slippers and some regular golf shorts.
And this is what I was getting at when you were talking about. Yeah. This is what I was getting at when you were talking about the Rams. It's like we do the same formula. We have the same formula. We want to show niggas we got money. So we show everybody we got some money. And after we done showing everybody, we don't got nothing left. And we go right back to being broke. And them same white niggas giggle because they understand that's what we going to do. So yeah, at some point, like, you got to take your mind away from the rims and say, you know what? I'm not even going to put the rims on it yet. I'm going to wait 2-3 years maybe. Even if I got the chili, I'm going to wait. Because in 4 or 5 years, I'm going to get the best shit you ever seen. I'm going to actually be able to compete on a level.
You're going to stunt hard to where you ain't going to stop
stunting. And exactly. Yeah. I'm going to be able to do it 3-4 times over. See, niggas do it the first 100 they get. You ain't going to get another 100.
But in niggas' defense, niggas be living day to day. Niggas don't be thinking about 5 years because niggas see true. So many niggas getting chipped and ain't living the next 5. Like, fuck it. I'm going to get it while I got the opportunity to get it. Because like I don't know where this shit can go. Niggas can go to jail. Niggas can... Like, our mindsets is different because of where we come from, where we're not allotted the luxury of thinking that way, of the way they think, because they don't have to face the type of obstacles that we got to face. I'm telling y'all how resilient we are. We don't get enough credit. Because if you put these motherfuckers in the conditions that we come from and we excel out of, I guarantee you they wouldn't have made it out the way that we be making it out in the numbers that we made it out. Like, I just seen somebody say, I don't know who said it. Like, it was like, would you change slavery for black people? He was like, nah, because we the only race on the planet who could have went through that and made it out.
Whack 100 said it.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, damn, that's a crazy-ass statement, but then he not lying. Because people like, so black people they like to say we're emotional and we are, fuck, I just heard you use the word, sensitive. Black people are sensitive. They love to say we sensitive. What other race has a 24/7 smear campaign on their entire race, from every race on the planet, from the government that they pay taxes to the TV they turn on? What other race has to face that type of smut on their race, from the way they look, from the way they act, the way they talk, where they come from? 24/7 around the clock. From the moment they're born to the moment they perish on the planet, and have to ignore that and thrive anyway. No other race goes through that. The second you start scrutinizing these other races, they going crazy. They going berserk. They calling, oh man, we need some motherfucking laws. This is a hate speech. This is niggas going. We like, all right, bro, it's regular. Yeah. Ignore that shit. No other race puts up with the shit we got to put up with. So I get a little offended when they use that sensitive bullshit, because, like, bro, y'all don't have to deal with none of that shit.
Yeah,
none of it.
Would you even be able to handle it? Probably not if you did have to deal with it. And that's the thing. Like, people talk from a place of privilege to a certain degree because you never had to walk in the shoes of people within our culture. So you could say you being sensitive. You could say you overreacting. But you, until you really walk a step in our shoes, you'll never really know what it feels like. So that's why I'd be not paying that shit no mind, because you're all speaking from a place of privilege of not being black American or being black, whatever you want to, you know what I mean, call it.
But even when our people spaz out and shit, you never know how much that shit built up out the week or the year. It's like, you just happen to see from the outside looking in that was the moment they fucking exploded like C4. So it be a lot of that. And then niggas be fed up. That's what all that shit be, I think. But we gotta cultivate the minds, man. That's what we gotta do, man. The hottest podcast, man. The Violence. We're gonna keep dropping game on y'all. We're gonna keep trying to show y'all and raise the bar, man. Matter of fact, we ain't even gonna try. We're gonna do it. And facts. Niggas gonna see. Y'all gonna see it. It's happening in real time. You know what I'm saying? They don't get it now, but y'all gonna catch up.
We definitely raising the bar. And part of raising the bar is having the conversations that matter. Too many of our platforms is talking about nothing. Mm-hmm. I just seen the almighty Dr. Bryant, not to take shots at her, on a podcast arguing about, oh, do you marry the man with the big dick and no money or small dick and money? Like, what the fuck are you even talking about right now? How is this helping the youth find a fucking husband? Like, what are you even talking about? You got all these fucking so-called degrees, and this is the convo that you want to have right now? It's like, come on, cuz. Like, the people that's held to certain standards got to live up to that standard. You got to be that standard. You got to be that bar. Now, I understand it's something for everyone. There are a pool of the population. I want to hear that type of shit. So I'm not mad at that. Just like gangster rap. Nigga, it's niggas in the streets that's gangsters that want to hear that. But I used to want to hear that. I still want to hear it. I'm in the gym. I want to hear that. It's a time and a place. But at the same time, if we got our intellectuals that's here, but they're operating down here, well, now you selling the culture short. Because, nigga, you should be operating up here. Let them operate down there.
Are they really even intellectuals at that point? For playing, well, they could still be, because they say a wise man can play the part of a fool. Fool can't play the part of a wise man. So it's really just everything is about the bag. They holding the money in front of people, and that's where everybody is at.
And niggas love to say, because, oh, don't serious it out. But it's like, if you just look at the culture and where we at, it ain't nothing to be laughing about. It ain't,
life is serious.
It ain't nothing to be, this shit is serious as fuck. Like, niggas is really low. We're last, my nigga. Like, we need to do better. All of that other shit of, oh, we need some entertainment over here or there. Nah, we really don't. We could use a lot less entertainment and more valuable things to help us grow. But niggas are so afraid of, I don't even know if it's afraid, but it probably is, of the failure of, if they actually apply themselves, what will happen that a lot of people just never do. That's what be going on. And that shit is, it's crazy to me, because I feel like that's a lot of our culture. It's a lot of that. It's a lot of people who just never grew up as well. You know what I mean? That kind of stayed in that high school mindset of this is cool and shoes and all these different things matter, instead of family, friends, you know what I mean? Mental health, finances, those things are becoming older. A lot of our culture just said, you know what, fuck it. I'm going to stay in this mindset. I capped at 18 and that's it.
See, this is what's so fucked up about it, is black people's lives are so serious that we don't want to talk about anything serious, because we're trying to take our mind off day-to-day serious.
Yeah.
So this is why out of every culture, we look for entertainment the most. Because it's like, nigga, my whole life is serious.
I need to get my mind off that shit.
Every day I leave the house, nigga. I can't even go party where my people out without thinking about, damn, I might got to kill somebody in this motherfucker tonight.
It's almost
I got to
like,
be on point tonight. Everybody else, they have the luxury of, okay, cool, I really want to sit down and... Nah, niggas is day to day. And I'm talking about a large portion of our people. You know what I'm saying? So I still have grace for our people. I just believe we gotta stop making excuses. Mm-hmm. That's the problem, because I look at these other ethnicities, they have the same garbage platforms, the same garbage talking points, the same entertainment over here, the same fuck shit over here. The thing is, they have balance, and they don't propel those platforms to be the number one platforms to represent their culture. You got the Joe Rogans, and then you got all everything else.
Yeah.
You look over here, our bullshit is the number one. And then everything else. Shout out to Candace Owens, but she made the list. But I don't know if she has like a standing platform that releases episodes like every week, like a Joe Rogan or something
like
that.
It's like she always on somebody else.
It's like she, I'm always seeing her more on somebody else shit. That's why I really don't mention her, because I seen a post where they compared Rogan being number one over here. You know, they talk about politics, aliens, and government, and unsealed files. And then we got Kai Cenat. But he's a streamer, though, and he's a kid, so that's a little different.
Niggas is looking up, but grown men are tuning into a 21-year-old. That's where it's like, that's the problem right there about niggas never growing up. Like, a lot of niggas, and that's no disrespect to Kai, because he's doing what he's supposed to be doing at his age. You feel me? He's getting it back. But grown-ass men turn on TV to watch a nigga jump around in a room and do stupid shit, that's crazy. It shows you where we are as a culture. No disrespect to Kai, but for you grown niggas watching it, that's a big example to show, like, what do we look at? You
don't
want to turn on anything else. We don't be growing up, bro. We look at the shit that we like to watch and partake in. The shit is childish.
Nas made a whole song about it, Second Childhood.
Yeah, exactly. That song is deep. You got to listen to it. But I don't necessarily like to always think the age thing always plays a part, because you got young fools that became old fools, and then you got young people that's still wiser than the old people. And some of the old people feel like they can't take no game from the young people because they're still stuck in their state of mind back in maybe in the 80s. You know what I'm saying? So I just think it depends, but it does matter what type of things you are entertained by, or the things that you choose to put your focus on. I agree with that. Like you said, they shouldn't be on him as 21 or representing the culture. But shout out to Kai, man.
He's doing his thing.
I've been seeing him putting a lot of people on lately. You know what I'm saying? The only thing I didn't like is they tried to play him and paint his face, and now they're trying to do the panda eye shit. So I don't know if he actually played a part in none
of that.
I
didn't see that. That's crazy.
But they painted him and people start going crazy. Like, oh, they got Kai. Like, so I don't know though. But shout out to him. He like the number one streamer. That's good. He making a bank.
That's one thing I do. Yeah. I do like, whether they a Black American or not, a lot of our number one spots, I should say, as far as in these industries, they Black. Regardless if they from, wherever they from, it's still Black. Period. Wherever they from. I don't give a fuck where they Black. And they number one. So shout out to them. Yeah, shout out to I Show Speed or whatever. The only thing with them that I don't like is they really don't drop too much knowledge of nothing. But that's not what their platform is built around. So who am I to really care about it? I mean, they entertain into the demographic who watches it. Mm-hmm. It's just I see the next generation trying to be that. And then it's like no
that's what
growth.
They want,
it's no
right?
progress. Yeah.
But
you know
I mean, think if y'all stepped on a mic at 19 or 20, which y'all might have a whole different type of podcast.
Oh God, what?
So it's like they might grow into something different, maybe down the line.
We would have been on Goofy Time.
Nah, we would have been on Goofy. We would have been
not
on
like
more,
that, but
because we were still going to a lot of more serious shit at those ages. Like you said, he was already in prison at 19.
I was in prison at 19, my podcast would have been a little different. My podcast would have
been crazy as fuck.
Yeah, my podcast would have been more street oriented. I will say that. It would have been a lot more of the streets.
But less of the...
On here. I probably wouldn't even been caring. Well, I always had a militant mindset. I always had a woke mindset, even back then.
I don't even
but y'all feel like less of the nuance, though.
Like I don't even think at 19 I would have wanted to be in front of a camera.
I agree. Because I was one of the niggas didn't take pictures. Like, if you look in high school, I probably was in two or three pictures, or I was in the background of somebody's picture. Like when everybody was taking their group pictures, I used to get out of them because I didn't like the camera. I had to grow to like the camera with social media, but I hated cameras growing up.
Yeah, and you never know, Kai and them, because I've seen a YouTubers, become famous and then 5-6 years in, they like, you know, I don't want to do this no more. I'm going to do something else. So you never know if they're going to transfer into something.
Like, he might outgrow it for sure.
They're still young right now.
I don't know, because shit, they having to grown. The old unks is coming to Kai. Kevin Hart went to Kai.
But he's a comedian.
Nicki Minaj had to come to Kai.
But Nicki didn't really do no nothing. She just was on there talking to Kai.
I'm just saying, they see the power that he got. Like, we got to fuck with him.
But we always say because he got the youth. So by them coming on there, is presenting them to the youth and keeping them. It's a win for them. They're not going on there if it ain't no win.
Kevin Hart was trying to make him act. He trying to tell him, like, you should act. You should do more than this. You should try to, like, pivot out of this and get into some real professional shit.
He know that's going to die off at a time. Streaming like that ain't going to last forever.
I mean, you got to get it while it's good, though.
No, for I ain't sure, mad at sure, him. Yeah, run it. But that's why he opening his mind up, like, start working an avenue to get up out of this. Like, that's the only reason I see it. But, yeah, Kevin Hart is a comedian. You know what I mean? What about, did we speak on Kerr already? Who? Cat Williams getting the GQ?
Ooh, oh, shout out Cat Williams.
Shout out to Cat Williams, man. Got the man of the year.
Oh, he got man of the year?
Yeah, that's what that was.
Oh, man shit. Shout out to Cat, man. The man who opened the portal. You feel me? Got man of the year.
That's exactly what it was. So Cat Williams did his thing.
He did his
thing.
Y'all see what he said about Diddy? About why he exposed what he exposed? He said he did it for Pac. So he was like, I'm the guy who comes to the party to see what everybody's doing so I can expose it. That's why they don't invite me to the party. So he's like, nigga, you was responsible for Pac in my eyes. I don't give a fuck how long it took or what I had to do to get back. I was getting get back for Pac, nigga. And that's why he said everything that he said about Diddy or whatever. Like, nigga, this is the devil and I know how the devil work. I know how all this shit work. I'm the devil slayer, though, so I'm going to come through and you feel me?
But he said throughout his whole career, so many people hated on Kud. That's why it makes sense how he went through all those arrests but didn't never get convicted. You know what I mean? Made him look like a fool out here. They tried that nigga for years. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to think when Pimp Chronicles came out, that was like the hottest shit. And for Kud not to sprout from there is crazy work. It has to be something behind that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, he wasn't a part of the Good Boys Club. They invited him to the party. Like, look, you in now.
He said his whole goal was to get where he at now without opening up the back door.
Yeah, so, he got in that door. He said, what the fuck is going on? Yeah. See, this is my thing. I don't care about none of the gay shit or nothing. It's the kids shit that's it for me. Yeah. If y'all in there having gay orgies or whatever, I don't give a fuck, bro. Where's the room with the women? Oh, they ain't in here? Cool, I'm gone. See y'all on set. It's the sacrificing and all the other shit. That's the
That's where it get wild at for me. That's where I'm drawing the line at. But the homo shit, I'm at the point of like, I don't care, bro. Whatever you're doing with your life and your asshole is up to you. I don't give a fuck, bro. That's more bitches for me. Send them this way, gang.
Yeah, but that's what they telling you, nigga. You either all the way in or you out. Yeah, no, then you can go enjoy them bitches, nigga. But right now, you finna go back there with
after
these
that,
niggas.
After that, that's you finna crazy. Go
run
yeah.
Your shit. Hey, after that is crazy, girl.
You finna go run your shit, nigga. They leaving niggas. Crazy.
It's like, what is it? What is that, though? Is that like a... What is that?
They gotta have the dirt on you. They gotta have
what
the dirt
is,
on you.
There's other ways to get dirt on niggas.
Nah, apparently
that's
not.
The, you know, that's most their choice ultimate, of dirt. That's yeah, probably that's the ultimate own. Thing. Like, that's crazy.
That's the ultimate thing.
You I just, it gotta be some type of sick power fetish. Like, power. Like, this is the ultimate.
Yeah, that's what it is. Control. Like,
control
I have this
over
you.
Nah, it is. I got you. Every room you come in, you're gonna be uncomfortable around me, nigga, because you know that I know.
You can't even speak a certain way because you know it ain't the truth. Like, you know it ain't the truth. Like,
you know the truth.
Yeah, so it's that shit is crazy.
Because I just really like, why do you want the back door so much? What in your religion or whatever you worship, you gotta go in the back door for a nigga to sign a contract with you? Cause like I don't understand
the internet.
This shit.
The internet has showed us how we knew the world was vicious, but vicious in the Hollywood way. I didn't never knew even when I was younger. Like they always said it, but you didn't really see too much. You had the RuPauls and all that weird shit, but then it's now it's like. Damn, your favorite rappers might be one of them. Or
nigga.
Your favorite actor
Denzel
might be one of them.
Denzel is now talking about he was shooting dope.
I'm like, can you
nigga.
Stop? My nigga going through.
Now, what deal did Kel work?
I ain't gonna lie right now. He low-key acting like a goofy. Yeah. Like,
what the fuck is wrong with Kel?
Kel going, he acting, he all on, I think he was on the carpet of that movie going crazy. He's like, his personality is going
right
crazy right
like,
now.
Like, this ain't even, like,
now,
Denzel.
This is real Denzel.
Yeah.
He grabbed the mic, interviewing niggas and shit.
Crazy.
Yeah, like,
you know,
Denzel
used to be more preserved. Now he just no holds bar. He said what he said. Guess he happy now.
Like, girl, like, what possessed Cut to just come out and say, "Yeah, I kissed the man.
Tired of that
they cut
shit.
It out. I was shooting dope like a motherfucker, but I didn't get strung out. Like
I was drinking two bottles.
I was
of
drinking
wine
two.
Day.
Like Cut, this nigga is letting it all out. And then I look at his age. Like, hold on, bro, damn near 70.
So he probably like, you know what? Fuck.
He probably like, I'm on the way out, bro. Life expectancy 75. I got five more joints.
Fuck
five
it.
More movies.
That's
I'm
what he
expecting
got,
to be out of here.
I think still Cut got some years left on him.
I'm just saying,
it's just like, it's like he just aged out of nowhere.
His kid is
yeah, what's sparking Cut for just revealing all of this, bro? Like, I don't understand this shit.
It's either humiliation or, like y'all say, he old and he just don't give a fuck no more. He really feels like we're in his living room with him and he just saying whatever at this point. Or it could be the third thing. Gladiator is dropping November 22nd, and the more shit he says, the more people gonna go to him.
Well, I already watched it, so.
Yeah, we don't
there was no gay kissing.
We don't want to hear nothing, nigga. He's so happy to say he watched it.
I mean, I already watched it. You feel
because
me?
Because said that though, he came back and reneged.
Oh, that shit dropped tomorrow.
He came back and reneged and talking about something. He was kissing on the hand and all type of other shit. Like,
man, listen.
I don't want to hear it, Denzel.
Yeah, nah, it's over.
Denzel, cuz you was the last hope for niggas, cuz this is ugly.
Last Mohican.
Hey, look, we gonna make it up there. Without having to go through that door. Y'all know that. Because I'm seeing, oh, yeah, if y'all views get to going, I know y'all went through the door. No, nigga, we ain't going through no motherfucking doors, nigga. But, yeah, share, like, subscribe to the channel. I just contacted YouTube today about the shadow ban. All of a sudden, they got to do some research and get back at me. So y'all just keep supporting. I know the content might be hard to find. But just keep typing it in. Keep supporting it. I'm going to keep dropping it on every platform that I can. Y'all keep telling a friend to tell a friend. If you're not a member of the Viral Gang, hit the subscribe button, man. The more y'all support, the more we can drop this real shit for y'all. We giving. We need to receive the love, though, to keep giving.
I'm going to keep giving regardless of what y'all do. Hey, but look, what he's saying, we need the feedback, too. But at the same time, this today was a sign. If you've been thinking about getting in the gym, go get your ass in the gym. Start
Facts.
There, man. Start that small habit. And if y'all need some shit, holla at us, man. We
Facts.
Really do that
Facts.
Gym shit. I'm about to put on like 10 more. I gotta get it right.
I just came off a 48-hour fast. You feel me? I'm back on my bulk and shit. By the time you see this, I'll be in Hawaii. So if you're in Hawaii, y'all want to collab, make some content, holla at me. I'll be in Waikiki, you feel me, drinking Mai Tais and shit. So tap in, you feel me? I'm available to work. Holla at me. Y'all got any final words?
It's on Cali, man. You ain't got nothing? Yeah.
All right, man. We out of here, man. The Viral Way. Bang!
did it from the ground up. In the streets, thugging hard is where they found us. Got a problem, nigga, watch my troopers mount up. My bitches bang too, and you a lame though. You niggas ain't outside, yeah, we came through. You want your lights up, we put you on the shit.